Hello family, this is Robert Omoa, the Beacon Teacher on Toto Smile. Now, this day I had a golden opportunity of meeting County Directors of Education, that is the Teachers Service Commission, County Directors of Education, the 47 of them, that is the guys who are in charge of all the teachers in this country, Kenya. And I got time to tell them and ask them to come on board and join us in what we are doing in terms of protecting children. Basically, I was on a mission to explain to them what Beacon Teachers Movement do. And guys, I must say this must be a moment that I've been really waiting for. And when I got it, I made sure that I made them feel angry. And this has been the objective of this 5-day training, that you make them feel angry about the cases of violence that happen on our children, both in school and outside of school. So basically, I liked the fact that they sat and they were listening to a teacher who is in the lowest level if you look at the hierarchy of the Teacher Service Commission. But these big shots were listening and they were moved, and by the end of it, they all agreed to join hands and fight violence against children and fight sexual abuse and fight neglect and fight psychological abuse and fight physical abuse. So this must have been a very, very good turning point for the movement. And they stood up and agreed that they're going to move with the champion teachers in this country. They agreed that these Beacon Teachers have actually been doing a lot in terms of trying to make sure that the children of this country are well taken care of. And they agreed again that they are going to dance with the gorilla. They are going to dance with the gorilla. And as we were saying, that when this dance, this not so nice, not so interesting, not so sweet, a dance starts, then it never ends. When the gorilla dance starts, it never ends. So guys, what you can also only call for is support. What you can only call for is support and encouragement in any way to the Beacon Teachers Movement, in terms of capacity building, in terms of financing, in terms of just encouragement. If there is a Beacon teacher you know next door, just pat them on the back and tell them, go guys, you're doing it. That's what they need. These brave teachers are undergoing a lot. These brave teachers are out to ensure that they are not just your usual teacher. They will protect these children. They will make sure that these children are safe. They will make sure that these children are taken care of. So this workshop that was organized by the Plan International, GVRC, Choose Life, Crew, there were just a whole lot of organizations that came together to ensure that this very auspicious occasion took place at Alps Hotel in Nakuru, where all these education stakeholders were conglomerating and having to be taught and discuss on ways on that the children could be kept safe. Points that were also that are also worth noting were the fact that they were taken through children with disabilities, and I must say this was a discussion that was headed by the leader Cheshire, and it was a very, very moving discussion. There was also a section where GVRC took the teacher leaders through a session where they were taken through GBV, that is the gender-based violence. They were also taken through a session where they were given the legal instruments that defend children. This was done none other than the crew. Oh, and I'm not going to forget to mention the fact that Auntie FGM was also represented in the house. And one, Madame Lane, gave a very, very moving presentation where she explained and even used videos to show the pain that children undergo, to show the pain that children are subjected to in the name of female genital mutilation. Guys, this is something that should not be happening in the 21st century. So I must say this was a well thought out plan, and as this session ends on Friday, only a lot is expected out of this. Only a lot is expected. If this country is covered by beacon teachers, oh my God, beacon teachers, children will be safe in this country, I want to tell you. And if children are safe from sexual neglect and all forms of violence, and the future of Kenya will be safe. And if the future of Kenya is safe, then we are on the right path to development. And this will have a ripple effect to the countries that border Kenya and the whole world. So this revolution actually started in Kenya, and it is so very exciting. So guys, I'm very, very excited. Beacon teachers out there, keep doing what you're doing. Parent listening, a brother, a sister, a grandfather, an uncle. Let's ensure that we keep our children safe, because they are our posterity, and children are the best gifts that God has given us. So thank you very much for listening, and have a blessed day. Thank you. Bye-bye. Ciao.